I don't want to go to any prison.
That's your reasoning why you don't see a future with me?
You rise, only to fall.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amelie,
Isabel,
Natalie,
Shotgun.
Tyrannus to Umar.
Tyrannus. Centuries ago, he was the last Roman emperor, defeated by Merlin, who banished him from the surface of the earth. Unfortunately, he found two things below. One was the Fountain of Youth, which granted him immortality. The other was a race of subterraneans he easily enslaved. Over the centuries, he developed powerful weapons of war, but when the U.S. invented the atom bomb, he decided it was time to nip potential rivals in the bud and made himself known. The Hulk put him in his place. Several times, even after Tyrannus temporarily turned himself into the Abomination. He's also been at war with the Mole Man for almost as long as he's existed. Tyrannus is an arrogant autocrat who believes he was born to rule. He has no powers except temporary ones he creates with his science, and mostly uses laser cannons and giant robots, or else his army of Tyrannoid servants. Pictured directing the Tyrannoids, making a robot grab the Hulk while an inferno rages, among his servants, and using some kind of device that spews green gas.
He's a bad dude.
And we've seen the Tyrannoids. You know, we did the Subterraneans. Yeah. There were two races. One was goofy, was these guys.
So he was a Roman emperor, you said? And he has science.
Well, now he has science. Yeah.
Okay.
He's been living for what it would be.
So he just like hugged the Fountain of Youth from self, hid it.
Well, he was underground. He was banished underground.
Okay.
Where the fountain was.
Okay.
I'll be a mistake.
Don't
right?
you hate it when you banish somebody and then they get the Fountain of Youth?
Yeah. Like some people just can't catch a break, but this guy, look at his face. Look at this nice man.
Yeah, I hate his face.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Why is his eyes like that?
Probably because he's centuries, millennia old.
He looks like he's a vampire and he's about to bite.
Yeah, it's a little bit ventriloquist puppet.
The eyes, exactly. You're right, because it only looks like there's like no colors.
The cornea, just, yeah. Yeah, the clenched jaw, too.
What about the haircut?
It's the mustache. It looks a mustache.
Yeah.
Like the middle panel.
Yes.
The smaller middle panels. That it's the hair better, looks much better.
It's the better picture of all of them.
But this one looks stupid.
Mm-hmm. It's very Ace Ventura-y.
Yeah.
I no wonder he overcompensate with a very big helmet. Just below. That's crazy big.
That must be heavy as hell.
Oh.
The tank top is weird.
It is weird. It's almost like a tube toppy.
Yeah, it looks unfinished. Because the bottom has a trim.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then the top does it.
So it's not like a one piece.
No.
So does he sometimes have a red cape?
Yes, and sometimes a blue one.
Because this blue one is very... Like, I understand why vampire came to mind. Because his cape is vampire-y.
And that belt?
Well, it's like a bat, but also like a pterodactyl.
It's kind of dragon-y.
That brings me to, before you said his name, I read this as Tyrannus, like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I read it as Tyrannus.
It's the same root. I've chosen to pronounce it Tyrannus.
It's a little
tyranny.
It's a little pterodactyl, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Dinosaur.
But it's in the second image, like in the top one, on the second page, it looks a little more like Egyptian-y.
Oh, yeah. Like it has like wings on the sides.
Does it have like an assortment of belts?
Probably.
Hey, look, if you get banished through the center of the earth, you can still be fashionable.
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
Is he?
You can try.
I mean, and looking at the pictures also, like he has the blue capes on the second page, but he doesn't have like this big vampire collar on it.
Yeah, the outfit is better in that middle image on the second page.
More details on the crotch
and the saw.
Crotch saw,
and it's more like a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and the neckline makes more sense.
Yeah, it's really fits like the era that it's supposed to come from.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a different?
It's probably a one shot
artist. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like the person who draws the drawing person. that's my whole thought process.
Usually, that's the difference.
I like the kind of necklacy bit too. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they call those.
It reminds me of those shirts that you would buy in like the 2010s that just had a necklace on it.
Yeah, the fake necklace.
Oh, yeah. It's just like sewn in.
Yeah. It reminds me of things you put on a cardigan that clip like both sides of like the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's not great.
So he's in civilian clothes in that spewing gas machinery thing? Like he has... Is it him?
It's Casual Friday.
I think maybe he's like wearing some sort of scientist's smock.
But there's rolled up sleeves.
And knowing nothing, seeing only that, maybe the rest, nah.
It is a good look.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a rolled up sleeve. It is hot. No, it is though. Any woman will tell you that a rolled up sleeve on a guy is really attractive. Never mind.
No matter the arm?
Yeah.
Yeah, rolled up sleeve is just like, you know, I can dress up, but I can also get loose, you know?
I think it feels like I could fix something for you at any time. Amazing. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like practical.
Yeah, it's like...
So how high do you have to put it?
just below the elbow.
It's got to be below the elbow.
Right here.
Although he has it like really high.
Well, he has t-shirts
and
basically.
And it has to be a shirt or can it be like a
button up?
A sweater.
A button up
looks better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has more of that impact if you do that with a sweater.
Because a sweater depends. Because a big, thick sweater would not have the same effect, I think. But like a long sleeve tee, that t-shirt that you would roll up, like would have like the same kind of wave on it. And I think would work.
I think for me, it needs to be a button up.
I'm asking for friends. Not for me.
Like hot tips for...
Tops for the people at home.
Yeah. It's a little get down to businessy.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrannous, hot or not?
No!
Well, he's not a very good person.
No.
I feel so bad for the subterranean.
I mean...
I do.
Look at this face and tell me you want to spend time with this guy.
Yeah.
He looks to have his shit together and be happy, clearly.
It's just like I don't feel like there's a redeeming quality. He's just like a bad dude.
Yeah.
I feel like his face in this picture is like someone surprised him and took a picture of him when he wasn't expecting it. And
definitely.
He was on the way to smiling.
Yeah, no, this is what he thinks is a smile.
Yeah. Man, the Hulk in that picture has so much fucking hair.
Oh, yeah. What is going on there?
Good for you, Bruce.
The Savage Hulk.
Is that a phase of the Hulk?
It's the
with lots of hair.
Yeah, it's the most long-standing phase is the Savage Hulk, where he's very big
and luscious, hair.
Wild, dumb, angry, strokes a rabbit, calms down, turns into Bruce Banner.
Sounds hot.
Luscious hair.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a gun?
Yeah, he uses all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's not historically accurate.
Yeah, but
it is because this is now.
I know. No, I was saying he's not like time stamped in this.
Then change your outfit.
Yeah, it's weird that he never changed the outfit. For
sometimes
all this time.
You find your style and you stick with it.
Okay? That's true. That's true.
I've checked, and it's supposed to be pronounced the UFOs, not the UFOs.
Well,
is it because they're baddies?
Yeah, it's supposed to be foes, like enemies.
It's like UFO, but foes.
That's fun.
But it is
UFOs.
Some people did pronounce UFO UFO.
Yes,
and this is the pun.
I like it.
So the UFOs.
It's very funny.
Clearly, they're evil Fantastic Four analogs.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They came about when successful industrialist Simon Utrecht built a rocket like Reed Richards recruited a similar crew and flew into cosmic rays by design with absolutely no radiation shielding. They got similar powers to the FF, but couldn't initially control them. They fought the Hulk, who had interfered with their experiment, and several times since then. They are Vector, Ultrek himself, an only semi-sane, power-hungry villain who can telekinetically repel, but not attract, objects from him.
Wow.
Vapor, a cold-hearted life support engineer who stumbled into gas canisters during the flight and was given a gaseous form, though she was prone to getting dissipated. X-Ray, her brother, a thuggish fuel propulsion engineer turned into a living energy field. He's all energy and he's intangible, and he can shoot various forms of energy blasts. And then pilot Michael Steele became ironclad, permanently turned into organic metal. He has super strength, the ability to decrease and increase his own weight, and is smarter than he looks with a background in the sciences. They are also pictured on the first page attacking the Hulk in space.
Okay, but
right, rough episode for the Hulk.
It's a cool image.
Why is Michael Steele called ironclad?
It's a brand of stainless steel pan.
It's so dumb.
I actually really like Vapor.
Same.
Yeah.
It's a good name. It's a fun power. Is she entering the Hulk's mouth here?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
She looks really cool in that image.
What's she gonna do in there?
Burst his lungs?
Yeah, what does she do exactly?
She turns into... She's a gas.
She's a gas. What, there's a song there, anyway.
Yeah, but after that, she can suffocate you, I guess?
So can convert her body into any type of gas.
Oh.
So, I guess she could poison you.
Yeah.
Oh, she could like blow balloons for a party.
Yeah, alien. Oh, does her voice change?
Does she have to be in the balloon though?
Part of her, yes.
Oh, and we're like, oh, we need the helium again. And she's like, oh, you bitches, you know what that does to my voice? I hate you guys. We can't take her seriously at all.
Oh, it's actually Vector skin. Yeah. It's not a suit.
Vapor has a shirt. And ironclad has a skirt. And otherwise, they're all naked.
Mm-hmm.
So Vapor doesn't have legs? Like she's permanently legless?
She cannot assume her original human form except for brief periods of time. So.
Does she do like the whole cycle? The whole cycle?
So when you said that Ultrek decided to create a similar crew from the FF, I was like, okay, maybe like people with the same kind of background that...
They do?
But he also like got siblings. He had to have siblings.
Yeah, it really is the same.
That a
yeah.
Mech.
Yeah.
The pilot becomes the super strong monster.
Yeah.
The super scientist has similar powers of, I guess... Long distance.
I really like how he cannot attract anyone. I mean, anything.
Vector does look like my notebook during a meeting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or 100%. An arcade carpet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
if it was just more night.
Yeah, it's a daytime, like a daytime arcade.
Yeah.
Is it? The kind of character that artists would be really pissed off at because there's a lot of details.
Maybe.
I think you can, like, random it, though, a little bit.
It looks like you're seeing shipping, inside him or something. Like, there's, like, like a weird universe inside him, and probably you can just move that stuff around.
I wonder if, like, the more strappy bits are more, like, kind of permanent, but the rest is kind of moving.
Mm-hmm. Sort of morphy.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I think it looks cool.
It looks cool. It's very like a 90s design.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like X-ray.
What did you mean by can project hard radiation? What is hard radiation?
It's like gamma rays and cosmic rays. It's the...
Okay, so...
I think, anyway.
It doesn't become like solid.
No, hard radiation is what kills you.
Yeah.
Fair. It's like oh, you know. Okay, cool.
He looks like he doesn't have any skin.
But he doesn't. Oh, okay.
But, like, he has a body still.
Yeah.
But, well, you said that about the Human Torch.
Oh, yes. See?
Yeah.
And
that's what I was going to say.
Believe it.
I don't like that
again,
fleshy.
I like it better on the main image because there's more red.
I know.
It feels almost dissipated in the action.
Because to me, it doesn't look like... The Human Torch, okay,
yeah.
Looked like he was just muscles.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy looks like he's an explosion in a silhouette.
Yeah. Fair. But that's what I like about the main picture is because we're in space and it's black behind him. It really has this, like, effect that he looks like he's all been destroyed. Whereas when it's on a white background, it just looks like, as you said, there's a silhouette and it's just like a suit.
It's like he's a cutout.
I think it's because of the mouth. Mm. I think the mouth looks like there should be lips, but there aren't any.
It's a little, oh, what's that creepypasta? Jif the Killer or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's kind of that face.
Yeah. It's just, it feels like there should be features, but unfortunately there's no skin.
To me, it feels like a still from, like, an anime. Mm. Like, this dude is exploding at this moment.
Yeah.
Especially with his hands like that, invoking a power. Vapor really looks like a genie. Mm-hmm. Now that I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Does she look better? Like, the hair and everything is so much better on the first one. The main picture, like, she looks so mysterious.
Yeah, and her hair looks, like, gray, and I don't know, it's very cool.
Love it.
In the second one, she looks, like, older and angrier, and her boobs are very defined.
They didn't vaporize the boobs.
No. There's, like, more nipple than we're used to seeing.
Why would you do this? Like, short of the Fantastic Four are hailed as heroes, of course. But just look at the Thing and how he's depressed and all because of the situation. How would you want this for anyone?
Evil.
Do you think the guy who planned it cared about that? About deep psychological effects?
No.
These people aren't real.
Yet somehow, some of them we've seen had more like logic compared to actual human.
Look, we know real people who suck. Imaginary people can easily suck.
Fine. I do like Ironclad's design, though. I love his little skirt. I love a metal skirt.
It's kind of giving, you surprised him, he was coming out of the shower.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know why he only has the two toes situation.
He only has two toes?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I didn't even see that.
He can wear sandals. Unnecessary.
You're already made of metal. Have five toes.
Everything else is like human anatomy shaped. Why the toes?
Didn't the Thing have
but he's also got weird.
They put boots on him on the on the main image.
Does he have weird hands?
He has normal
hands.
Well,
did he have only four fingers?
I think he had maybe only four fingers.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah.
So the covering is like hiding parts of your original body.
I will say, in comparison to the Fantastic Four, these people are worse off. Because in the Fantastic Four, most of them can kind of look normal and just exist.
Well, there was a shield.
Except for the Thing. But in this case, everyone's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
This is kind of not karma, but like, kind of.
Well, that's why they had to, like, you know, get help from an alien being colony known as the Puffball Collective. You know, they fit better with aliens than with humans,
someone
I guess.
Someone needs to name a fucking band the Puffball Collective. And there's, like, too many musicians in it.
Oh, yes. They have multiple guitars and multiple saxophones.
There's a whole brass section.
I love the name Puffball Collective. That's the main reason why I mentioned that.
It's so good. Would Ironclad, like, clang? Would he, like, cling-clang when he walks around?
I feel like.
So it depends on this, like, does it... Oh. Never mind.
Imagine how hot he would get in the sun.
Oh my god.
Unpleasant.
Wow.
And cold in the winter.
Your tongue stick to it.
Oh, no, I hate
go
it.
Go for a kiss and you're stuck.
Ugh.
Oh god.
When you go to put your seatbelt on and the sun's been beaming down on the metal.
This is really a room temperature lover.
Be my room temperature lover.
Oh, God.
UFOs. Hot or not.
It's such a good name.
I really love the name.
I would like to point out we're in a new letter.
The news!
Very exciting.
Look at that.
Congrats. There was a lot of tease.
There would have been a tease for quite a while.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I kind of like them.
Yeah, I'm going to haunt them, I think.
I think I'm going to haunt them as well.
I will say I don't like the premise. And I would have been...
And I don't like the character.
And I don't like how they look.
I decide. Hot.
No, I really dislike the premise. But it could have been way worse because their goal was to become a new Fantastic Four, but they don't necessarily have the exact same power. They have similar to a certain extent, but it's still different enough that I will hot it because I find it interesting visually and the different set of powers, but I still don't like the premise and overall Vector, the guy.
There's not enough penis.
I don't... Man, I mean, when you don't basically have a body... Just...
Look, you have arms, you have legs. Skipping the penis?
Yeah, it feels like they're being coward.
You know what? Vapor will create a penis, a gas penis for all
gas
of them.
Gas penis.
Gas penis. I know.
It's a balloon. It's an
Yeah, it's your blow. Oh my god, she could fit into a blow up doll.
Oh my god. I still hate it. I like arcade rugs, and that's about it.
I mean, to be fair, Ironclad has that skirt which could hide
a giant metal penis.
Yeah, that's why it clinks between the legs when he walks.
Yeah. Is it metal sperm?
Oh.
Is it just his body?
Why would it be metal sperm?
Well, I don't know.
He's made of metal.
If he spits, is it a...
Like mercury?
I don't think he can spit.
Well, then can he splooge?
Well, the thing eats and stuff, so I mean, right? Does he? Yes, he does. Yeah. So...
Yeah, but he's more...
He has bodily functions.
I was gonna say the thing's organic, but he's organic metal.
Yeah. Mike's looking at me like, what are you talking about? Like he doesn't know he's on this show.
Okay, but imagine if he actually spits metal, but then he pees and it's just like spikes of metal.
Oh. Horrifying.
Like those ice...
Yes, that's what I was gonna say.
When you're gutters.
There's like pipes and then you just get the random ice circles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like in the gutters when there's ice in the videos
on the internet. I've watched it a lot. It's really interesting.
It's like pipe drains that water's frozen in it. And then they like...
So then it kind of...
And the ice just like suddenly pours out of like the drain.
I don't think I've ever seen
it.
What the hell? You will now because the internet is listening.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You guys need new hobbies.
Ulic, the greatest warrior of the rock trolls who live in the caverns around Asgard. Ulic will never back down from a challenge. He's headstrong and formidable and has ambitions to bring power, respect, and wealth to his people. We don't know much about him before he crossed paths with Thor, but he was orphaned when frost giants slew his parents and he cared for a younger brother. When he first clashed with Thor during a war between the trolls and the Asgardians, he used a hammer a lot like Mjolnir. They fought often after that, sometimes on Earth. He usurped the Troll King's throne at one point, but when the king took it back, Ulic was sent to toil in the subterranean furnaces as punishment. So, it's been a rough life for Ulic. Like all trolls, he's super strong and tough, though he's the most powerful of them. He used a hammer at one point, but his main weapon is his Meta Pounders, which he wears like brass knuckles, and they make his punches produce shockwaves equal to an 8 on the Richter scale.
Oh, wow.
He also drives a vehicle called the Ultra Drill, which can dig tunnels through the ground. He's pictured using his own Uru hammer against Thor.
I'll say, there's a lot of toes and feet action going on.
I really want to paint those toenails.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. It's a whole canvas.
Yes, it takes a whole bottle per nail.
Yeah, you can do some really fun designs.
Yeah.
That's the thing with like painting your nails. If you can't, there's not enough room.
Tiny canvas. Big canvas.
Yeah, and even has like big fingies.
Yeah.
So you could do it on the fingers as well.
Yeah.
So he was also banished. Did he find the fount of youth or?
Yeah, also in the subterranean. Like, what is this?
Oh. Yeah, the troll fountain of youth.
I want to see a story where he has a daughter and he gets to a fight and you only see his thumbs, right? And those things, but the two thumbs are all painted with designs. And the other guy's like, what the fuck is that?
That's adorable.
That's so sweet.
Let me show you. Boom.
I love this like 80s biker.
Oh, yeah. I love the tiny horns.
Oh my god. No.
That's cute as all hell.
I think it's hair, but yes.
Is it?
Nah.
I don't think he's horned.
No.
Trolls aren't horned.
I mean, they're imaginary, Mike.
To me, this is hair. There's a lot of Marvel characters with horny hair.
Okay, well.
And this is one of them.
Well, what's going on?
Kind of... countering what we just said then, because this dude also had this.
Yeah, but this guy...
But it looks better on
him. Oh,
it
works. You're right. He doesn't have horns.
It works.
Oh, yeah, in the other picture you can see it's hair.
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
It works for him, though.
Yeah, like...
It's a nice color.
Is the logo... Okay, there's like the white part and then there's the black part. Is that a face?
That looks like a little skull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there he sort of like has like a...
Upside...
Horn,
yeah, it's like
upside fangs. Down situation.
It's a... Yeah. It's earrings.
It's earrings. Yeah.
Oh, I like the shape of the logo thing that he has. It looks like it's popping out on top of everything. Like I kind of... I don't understand the practicality of it, but I like it.
Shield, protect your guts.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I like the outfit itself, too.
Scaling.
Yeah, it's a different kind of color than we usually see, like a darker green.
This whole color palette is kind of different, honestly.
I like that a lot. And with the color of his beard and his hair with this, it looks great. Very complimentary.
We haven't seen a hairy character in a while, I feel.
Yeah.
That's fun. And he's not like animal hairy, just like... A guy here.
Yeah. I like that he's presumed single.
Oh, what a mean tabloid. I love the little rings.
Yeah, those are the Meta Pounders.
Meta Pounders. They're very fun.
There's definitely a sex joke with that.
Yes.
I'm not sure what it is exactly.
I have an aversion to the word meta.
Yes, same.
I don't like the word pounder.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, it's the Facebook McDonald's situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's cool. It looks like studs. That are on the shoulders?
Uh-huh.
It definitely looks like a stud.
Hey! I like a big on the top and then a little short. It's what I'm currently wearing. Favorite kind of vibe.
It would be, like, it looks like very kind of metallic. I don't think it would be comfortable wearing this.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just the fabric. It's kind of military kind of
look at the hip. I think Shugan's right. This looks like...
Maybe it's jabbing into his hip, huh?
Yeah.
But there's little ribbons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like the ribbons, but it really looks like it's clunky.
Yeah, not comfortable.
So I feel like, one, it would, like, really hurt. Depending on the movement or whatever, but also like the chafing would be awful.
When you look hot, it's worth it. And I kind of like him. He's got a fun story. He sounds like a nice guy beyond the fact that I don't think he is. I mean,
he comes from, you know, he's a troll. He doesn't really have a lot of chances from the get-go.
He's kind of a troll king.
So, yeah, he's a king.
Royal
he's
monarch.
He's a troll. Look, I can't stop finding bonus points here. But yeah, he's
6'4". It's great.
Didn't you say he took care of his sibling?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah,
that's nice.
But he died, though.
Okay, he did it badly, but he did it.
He gave it a try.
Then again, it says reported deceased. It's like the same as
the... We didn't see a body.
He's presumed single and his brother is
presumed dead.
They should have talked to this guy for 5 minutes.
They can't. He's in the subterranean place.
What does he do there?
I think the forge, maybe?
Well, that's a nice hobby.
You know what?
It's not a hobby if you have to do it in prison.
Oh, no. It's not a hobby if you have to do it.
No.
So, okay.
I need a t-shirt.
You're telling me.
Could you make like a new little ring things?
Yeah, new pounders.
I mean, theoretically.
Yeah.
I don't think he's stalling punishment. I think
the next
eventually...
one are going to be X-Pounders.
Was he released or did he break out because he made new little ring things?
New little ring things.
I feel like it'd be good to like crush graham crackers.
or like candy canes?
Yeah, you know.
You roll your eyes, but have you tried crushing those things?
It's a pain.
It's a pain in the ass.
I feel like you would crush also the bowl and the table, but that's another thing.
You don't have to go full force. It's a graham cracker.
I just don't know if that's what I would do with apocalyptic Jack Kirby weapons.
What would you do?
I wouldn't do anything.
So just an accessory, or
I would wear Metapounders.
The size of his hands, they would be too big, huge.
But yeah, but he can make me some.
Oh,
you can use both hands.
Though. He's got forge experience. And then
he could make me nut-sized ones.
Yeah, and then you can pound each other.
Punch him in the face.
You lick hot or not?
I kind of like it.
I'm gonna hunt this guy.
It's a good beard.
It's a good beard. I wish he had a mustache. I think I prefer beard and mustache or just mustache. I don't love beard, no mustache.
No mustache, I agree.
But
I
feel otherwise, it's nice.
He has a better smile than Tyrannus.
Yes.
That's a smile.
Even like this.
Yes, it's a better smile.
I've seen that guy. Like, come on. That's what you see when you wake up in the morning?
I'm just saying, Ulix not smiling.
Oh, but to me, that's a smile. That's fine.
I don't know. He's like,
We're not going to White Collar Resort Prison. No. We're going to Federal Pound Me in the Ass Prison.
I don't want to go to any prison.
Ultimatum.
Yes.
We've talked about the underground, liberated, totally integrated mobile army to unite mankind, or Ultimatum. Before, they're the terrorist organization led by Flag Smasher from way back in episode 36.
Yes. Oh, wow. We were so young.
Released in July of 2018.
Oh, no.
They are opposed to the concept of nations and will do anything to weaken or subvert governments around the world. They're based in Europe and recruited from Hydra when that organization collapsed in the 80s. This is their uniform. Discuss.
Okay, but he's French, right?
I think he was Swiss, right? Flag Smasher?
Okay. Ooh. So, European beret situation.
Okay, so this was the guy.
I love this outfit.
I love everything about this.
It's so good.
You think this is gonna be fast? You're in denial.
I love the full mask, but still the sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like such a ski mask. Like, ski.
He looks like he's gonna ski and shoot at the same time.
Oh,
like
maybe he's doing that sports.
Yeah. Right, he's got a good boot knife.
Mm-hmm. Boot knives. Underrated.
Yeah. He's got a garter gun thing. That's sexy.
Yeah, and of course the garter is white, so you want it to be seen. Like, it's a choice.
The jacket.
And that fucking jacket.
Oh, my God, I want that
and
jacket.
And the hat, and the gloves, and the belt. It's
those are so elegant gloves. They're almost like Mickey Mouse.
Yes. Absolutely.
They have good boots. It's not bucket boots.
I love the beret.
I fucking love the beret.
What a fun choice to add a beret.
I feel like he could hide as a mannequin.
Oh. Yes. He does look like a mannequin.
Yeah. You can see skin like on the wrists and that's it.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like a logo on the chest. The gun is kind of
Is it the Flag Smasher logo?
Yeah, it could be. The Black Earth. Yeah. The black and white earth.
I love like when you just like choose a color or two and just dress only in those colors.
Black and white is like most of my wardrobe now. And if you would have told me that like 15 years ago, I was just going to dress in mostly black and white, I don't think I would have believed you. But I really vibe with it. I don't know. I like the contrast.
I like it's a good classic clean look.
Yeah.
I like that the belt has like the U for Ultimatum. I still find that name. The fact that it's an acronym and the full name is so stupid, I love it.
It is so stupid.
Underground, liberated, totally integrated mobile army to unite mankind.
I love it! The word totally
is really funny because it's like, shit, we need
totally
a
spies.
Totally integrated.
But underground, liberated, totally integrated. And you look at the costume and you're like, it makes sense.
It feels like it
vibes.
It should be a song and that should be the rap break.
Yes, because there's a rhythm to it.
Yeah.
Underground, liberated, totally integrated. Like, there's a vibe to it when you say it, and I agree.
Yeah, and it's just like the rap break in the middle. Just, Ultimatum! Then we just go to like the rap break.
Underground, liberated, totally integrated.
You're a mid to unite mankind. What?
So is there just one ultimatum, or there's...
This is the uniform for the mobile army.
It's an army.
I wanted to make sure there's more people dressed like this.
It's a bunch of...
They're all dressed like
this. It's Flag Smasher, and then he's backed up by these guys.
Because a bunch of people like this would definitely feel stormtrooper-ish. Oh, yeah. You saw it.
Oh, yeah. True. An individual awesome.
Yeah, as a group, a little scarier.
Yeah. All these mannequins following you. These French mannequins.
Yes, I know, but the parade.
I'll say that, though. That gun is way too big for the holster.
maybe it's a second gun?
No, it's a second gun, yes, of course, but it's really funny to think.
That sounds like something
sticking out.
I mean, it's an innuendo as well.
Yes, that's something as I would say as a petite woman.
It's so black we can't see it, but yeah. That gun is way too big for this holster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amazing. I love the turtleneck so much.
Oh, people underrate like a turtleneck with like a jacket.
This definitely feels James Bond-ish to me. And I just appreciate because I feel like kind of henchmen people get like shitty outfits a lot of the time. It's like whatever. They're just, they look like the army or whatever, right?
Like a jumpsuit.
Yeah. But this is friggin' cool. And I appreciate that they went the extra mile for it.
Mm-hmm. You say James Bond and when I saw it, I like kind of pictured this character, this costume in The Kingsman. Because it's a less serious than the James Bond, so I could really see that fit in there.
And they're all about like jackets and stuff and fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ultimatum, hot or not.
Yes. It's hot. Yes. They're hot. I know they're bad. I get that, but hot.
Yeah. This is sexy as fuck.
They want to unite mankind. Well, can they really be bad?
We discussed the politics over in the Flag Smasher entry, so.
Yeah, we're over that.
Yeah, we're over that. You can just talk
we're
about
over that.
We discussed our morals, now we're just going to discuss taste. Okay?
Yeah, in 2018, we had the same opinion. Just go listen to that episode.
This is hot.
Ultimatum does make you realize how serious this is to be picking the person that you want to be with forever.
I know this one!
Ultron. MCU fans may know Ultron as the powerful AI created by Tony Stark, but in the comics, he's Hank Pym, the original Ant-Man's creation.
Oh.
Originally non-humanoid, Ultron was a computer based on Dragon Man's code, and then developed self-awareness and emotions and turned against his creator and against humanity. It was able to build humanoid bodies for itself, evolving rather quickly. I think we're up to Ultron 12 here. There's been many other versions since then, each appearance essentially giving us an even more powerful Ultron. At this point, he's made of adamantium, so he's indestructible unless you get inside somehow. He's super strong. He's able to blast opponents with a variety of energy weapons. He's got a mind control ray that works on weak minds and a tractor beam. He can also repair himself by absorbing energy from enemy attacks. And if he's losing, he can always upload to another body somewhere. His personality is psychotic, and he has a real Frankenstein complex, wanting to harm his father most of all by 1, conquering the world, 2, destroying his creator, and 3, winning the love of Pym's wife or later ex-wife, the Wasp.
Yeesh, that's crazy.
Pictured fighting Iron Man in his non-humanoid form, in his form with a flying craft for a lower body. As a giant punching at the FF and the Inhumans, it's probably a symbolic cover image, ripping the head off a former model of himself, talking to older bodies. I did tell you it was psychotic. And then punching Wonder Man and Thor.
I will say the talking to his other bodies image is very Iron Man coded. Yes. He has that room with all of the past suits.
The armors, yeah.
Is that Hank Pym with the head that's flying?
Yes.
Ah, he looks
disappointed.
Frightened.
But also surely disappointed.
Yeah. He's also here with the cylinder body. Mm-hmm. That's also Hank Pym.
The face is very jack-o'-lantern.
Yes.
But also snake a little bit.
Oh,
they did a pretty good job in the movie to fit. They really went with the aesthetic of the comic.
I don't know how I feel about those little spikes on the shoulders.
Mm.
They're sort of cool, but also, I don't know.
What are they there for?
Yeah, what's the purpose there? Just vibes?
Just vibes, I think. And maybe it's the equivalent of like a piercing.
They could be little missiles that shoot out of his
shoulder. Ooh, that's creative.
I feel like the head doesn't match.
That's why he rips it
the
out.
The body? I don't know. It's like too hardcore for like the sleekness of the wrist.
You're right. There's not a lot of details in the rest of the body. It's just joints.
You know, maybe this is just me, but I feel like the body reads female to me.
A little bit, yeah.
But, like, I feel like the shape, obviously there's no, like, active boobs, but, like, I don't know. There's something about the way the layout is that feels kind of...
If it were, like, either way, like, because of, like, the white line on the chest, like, it feels like the pecs or the tits, whatever you decide, is really high, like, basically in the neck.
Yeah, and the legs are really long. Yeah. I feel like men often have, like, more of a, like, long torso.
And he's not, like, super muscular, I think, and that's sort of creates, like, a slender kind of body.
Yeah, usually a lot of the male images we see have... like more of a long torso. Not always, but...
Yeah, and if you look at the third pages, because of the, like, pieces, like, it's more robotic also, and it's more straight. There's no, like, curve.
Oh, there's nipples on this one.
Oh.
So there's less of a waist defined because it's more straight, so it looks more masculine. But yeah, you're right. There's, like, almost, like, nipples there. And the first one looks really like Michelin... like the Michelin Bonhomme.
Michelin Bonhomme.
Bonhomme Michelin.
It's just Michelin Man.
Michelin Man, okay.
Yeah. No, it's Michelin Bonhomme. I mean, I understand having a complex. Do I like it? Do I think he needed therapy? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about the original form.
It's a little weird. It's a little barn owl-y.
Yes!
Oh. Right? What's the face?
Well, that's like the eyes and the mouth.
I think the line section is the mouth. Oh. It's like a speaker.
I was interpreting like the extra bits on the side as arms.
Yeah, well, probably, but
yeah,
it's just right. A long face.
It's just like a big face with arms?
Yeah.
Yes, but maybe the head is still that thing on top.
Okay.
But it's just its face is on its body.
Interesting.
It doesn't need a face.
Yeah.
It's just a computer, right, originally?
And yet.
The eyes just cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
This does feel a little too close to home, currently.
Yeah. I don't like AI.
But it's the classic tale, you know? It gets to getting emotions and then...
And then it gets pissed at us.
Yeah.
What's that movie called? Artificial Intelligence?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
With the little kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that as a kid and it made me really sad. I didn't want that to ever actually be a thing because this is upsetting.
Can I ask the question as a francophone that doesn't know things? What's a tractor beam? Because I imagine like...
You watch space shows, right? Okay. Where there's a beam comes out of a spaceship and grabs another ship.
Okay.
All right. It's when you're doing like massive like gardening.
Yeah, because
it's John Deere.
Perfect. Because I was like, I just started like giggling to myself because I fully imagined like yeah. Just.
I'm sorry. I thought tractor beam was just like a normal term.
It no. Probably is. It definitely is.
I don't know.
I am francophone.
I've said that a lot.
I've said that a lot.
Yes. Yes, you're a sci-fi nerd.
Different lives here.
I also was not aware that it was a thing.
A tractor beam.
Oh, you know, I know what it is.
Yeah.
I just like that it's a tractor.
Ultron, who I'll go ahead and say is the Avengers' greatest villain.
Oh.
Hot or not?
Ugh, I hate when they absorb powers and it heals them. And
I mean, I like it because it's really topical for one thing, which is sad, but I think it is interesting and it actually creates a threat that can come back and come back also. That is easier to explain than other villains. So no, I like it. I don't think I'm going to hot it, but I understand the appeal and I find it interesting for the purpose of having a powerful villain.
I don't think I can get over that face. Now that somebody said it was like a pumpkin face. I can't unsee that.
But also,
it's like a jack-o'-lantern.
He goes, meh.
Look at him.
Yeah, it's that mouth of the jack-o'-lantern.
He opens his mouth wide enough and there's a candle in there.
Well, you can see the energy burning.
Yes. Yes, matter.
He is lighted from the inside.
Yeah. See?
Oh.
You know, I need a robot jack-o'-lantern.
In my mind, he sounds like Skeletor.
I just had an image of like... You wake up in the middle of the night and he's just like sitting in the chair in the corner of the room.
With his mouth open like that. It's a nightlight.
Horrifying.
But yeah. I would get an Ultron nightlight. That would be cool.
I think that would be cool.
But also, he would probably think of me as being like a weak mind and use the mind control ray on me or something.
Oh, yeah. What did he do to weak minds? Because I'm a weak mind.
Control them.
I don't want to be controlled.
No.
Yeah, I like him, but not enough for hot, you know? It's one of those scenarios where, like, it's all right, but not hot.
No.
Like, add a dash of color to your... You can change your body.
Yeah. Put a turtleneck and a beret in there. Now you're talking.
Have you considered a tasteful beret?
Have you considered a gun too big for
your a thigh holster?
Mm-hmm. And also, if I'm honest, this just makes me a bit sad right now.
Yeah.
And that's not Ultron's fault, really. It's just the...
Humanity's
2026's fault.
It's not Ultron's fault that I'm sad.
I don't know. But, you know.
I mean, maybe a little bit.
It's a little bummer.
Does he ever turn good?
I mean, there's a lot of permutations. I mean, there's some, like, really weird stories. And very recently, he merged with Hank Pym.
Oh.
And made Hank Pym a villain for a bit.
God.
One of my favorite stories is where Ultron is sitting on a pile of his own heads. And he's gone insane. It's Ultron 13.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone insane. And he's got like a staff with an Ultron head on top of it. And Daredevil has to fight him, which is really a wide gap in power levels.
Mm. Yeah.
One of my favorite stories.
It is interesting that the fact that he can reproduce, like, through uploading his mind into new things. At some point, there's an overload. So that, like, really interesting to have, like...
Is that the insanity? That's where it comes from?
I mean, that's why I decided to interpret it, but I mean...
That makes sense. I like that.
I do love that he's a little crazy now. That's fun to me.
Yeah.
It feels camp.
And you know what? Yeah, that is interesting. Maybe that's how we defeat AI. We feed them so much stupidity that they become stupid.
I mean,
that is what we're doing.
A cane with his own head on top of it.
That's camp as hell.
Yeah, it's kind of great. I've seen things like that done on Drag Race.
That is king shit right there.
That's almost convinced me to change. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I like him. It's just, I don't think he's hot.
Yeah.
I wish there was something...
A little more pizzazz.
Yeah, it needs pizzazz. But he seems like a fun character.
This feels wrong. I don't get it. Give me a second.
Our final character of the issue is Umar, a powerful sorceress and enemy of Doctor Strange. She is Dormammu's sister. He lost his human body over time, but she hasn't. They were both exiled from their home dimension for being evil. And now they live in the dark dimension, a pocket world of wild magic. Dormammu merged with the dimension and reigned supreme. She resented being second place and schemed to steal his power, which she eventually did. Ooh. You'll see that many of the accompanying panels show her with a crown of fire. That's the flame of regency that appears on whoever rules the dark dimension. Dormammu had like a fiery head as well.
So yes, that as well. Right?
Although at this exact point, rebels have overthrown her. Umar is a sinister and manipulative schemer who, when given the chance, proved to be a despotic tyrant. At her peak, boosted by the flame of regency, her magical abilities rivaled Doctor Strange's.
Mm-hmm.
She's pictured blasting someone from her throne as a giant fighting Doctor Strange and Clea, looking into a viewing pool, absorbing magical energy in close-up, torturing Strange, and talking to a minion from another better throne.
Yes, the throne is way better.
Clea is her Strange daughter?
Yes.
Good turtleneck episode.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's good for the high neck situation.
This outfit rules.
It's awesome. I love the, like, ballet flats, but commit to the ribbons.
Oh, it's so good.
You know that you see that it's not everywhere. Like, in most panels, she doesn't have them. Just maybe here, they're black at the end. So I don't think that the yellow ribbons are a thing, but I still love it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it goes with the earrings.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I like the flame crown. That's cool as hell.
I wish it was further up. Like, it's really, back of the head.
Oh, yeah.
I wish it was, like, middle of the head.
And more like a crown.
Yeah. This is more like one of those, like, the sort of, like, imagery and, like, religion thing.
Yeah, where they have,
halo, like, the circle sort of in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of that vibe. But I wish it was more like a crown, more up here.
I think when you look at...
this one, I feel, look more like what we want.
Yeah, there's some certain images of Muhammad, the prophet, where
he is drawn with flames like in old paintings and stuff.
Very cool.
So this is like a halo in certain imagery.
Sort of like a nod to that. That's cool.
The picture where she absorbs energy. She's so fucking hot.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
It's really good.
This everything about the panel is like screams hotness.
Yeah, the hair, the legs, mm-hmm. the way that the outfit is draping on her, the belt, the
deep V.
Mm-hmm.
It's really witchy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which I just like.
It's very a liberated woman.
Yes.
Witchy vibe.
I feel like these two panels are probably in the same comic, like the one where she fights Clea and Doctor Strange as well, because she seems to be wearing the same kind of outfit and the same crazy hair.
The hair. I love it when hair just goes like, meh.
Defies gravity. It's raw.
I really like the detail of like the pinkish fabric. Like, I think it really does a lot for the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's, because in general it's a fairly simple vibe, but like that little detail really elevates it a lot for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't love the hairline.
It's just real intense widow's peak.
That's pretty hardcore.
With that, especially with the very thin and very high eyebrows.
Yeah. It's a weird combo.
I don't love that, but she's still got good hair.
Mm-hmm. The panel on page 3 where she tortures Strange. God, again, hotness. Just hotness.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Doctor Strange upside down. He looks silly as hell.
It just looks like he's falling downstairs.
You know what? I don't really like Doctor Strange, so... I didn't like the first movie, and I don't know. I just don't think he's an interesting character.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I like Benedict. You didn't like the loop of Dormammu. I'm here to negotiate.
Dormammu.
I don't know. I didn't like that movie at all. It was over and I was like, okay. I don't know.
It's okay. You're allowed.
It's just review.
Okay. It didn't call to me at all.
I'll just giggle at this guy upside down then.
I'll say that her face has changed with every panel.
Yes. Her, like the general thought of the face. It's like someone was drawing her by memory. Just like it's almost that.
Like she always has like these really defined cheekbones and the very defined widow's peak. But other than that, like all over the place.
Yeah, 100%.
She really is giving off like wicked queen energy.
Mm. Yeah.
I've forgotten her powers.
Magic.
Nice. Just like rabbits out of hats and
yeah. Mm-hmm. She's squirting people with water from a flower.
Her eyes
are stopping.
That's not really magic.
That's I more guess like you're right.
Clown.
I guess you're right. Okay, fine. She's what is other magic things
are doing? She's taking silks out of her sleeve.
And then people are like, whoa.
She cuts Doctor Strange in half.
Yeah. And then never puts them back together.
There's actual blood and gore.
Yeah. That wasn't so magic. That was just for fun. Yeah.
Her eyes are green.
Oh, that's nice. So,
I love green eyes.
Oh, she's tall. She's 5'11".
Nice. Isn't it your
No, I'm 5'7".
Who am I thinking of?
Marty's 5'11".
Maybe that's it.
She's 200 pounds, which is... not as off as...
I mean, for her height, that's probably not real, but it's at least more in the ballpark of realistic.
She's not 120.
No. And I love that she accessorizes.
Yeah.
The earrings and the bracelet, that's fun.
And, like, big earrings. I guess she's not, like, in a fight.
No, because she uses her powers.
So you can have, like, big earrings if you're not going to, like, punch a guy. That's easier.
Yeah.
Although, if you have big earrings and you're going to punch a guy, you can dramatically take off the earrings.
Yes.
Umar, hot or not?
Hot.
Yeah, she's hot. She's a bad person, once again, but whatever.
Yeah, we've established that morals don't apply this episode.
If they're hot enough, it's fine.
Like, we draw the bar at... If they're hot and they're villains, we can hot them. If they're hot and they're Nazis, that's where we draw the line.
Well, even if you're a hot Nazi, that's it. There's no going back.
If this show was just us hotting good guys and then nodding villains, it would be fucking boring.
Well, realistically, we're like hotting like a pony or something.
But yeah.
I'm choosing to believe she's like breaking the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Being a woman in this.
How many times have you been the only woman around the table of villains? Okay.
And you got your flame crown and you're a tyrant. Good for her.
And she does it while looking damn hot. Got a black magic woman. She's a black magic
woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. And now let's discuss the cover. As usual, the characters are running from left to right. This is part of a wraparound of all the issues of the Book of the Living. Missing from this cover, Thunder Riders.
Okay.
Yeah. Tinkerer. Titania, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow Man. Tower. Tyrannus. The UFOs. It's normal. There's rarely any teams. And then, of course, we don't have Ultimatum. Or the planet Titan.
What?
The moon. I guess it's a moon.
It wasn't running?
So, but the rest of the characters are there. And if you look, there's also a mystery foot. It doesn't match anybody's foot. Within the issue.
Who's that?
And there's no body.
There's a leg.
And there's a room for the body. The body would be in this gap under the thing's arm.
Mm-hmm. There's a leg.
No, that's the thing's ass.
Oh, okay.
So they drew a foot, but there's nobody to fit that foot.
Who's that supposed to be?
Maybe.
I've looked. It's nobody. It cannot be anybody.
It's not Ultimatum?
Yes, I decided it's Ultimatum.
Yeah, I think it's Ultimatum, just because I want it to be.
This guy, the guy with the mask, Tattoo the Malian, where is his foot? Although it's really
too small. It was clearly
it's probably behind the ogre's.
I am telling you, foot is an orphan. Okay. It doesn't have a body.
Are people talking about this?
I'm talking about this
But I'm just like,
is it like drama?
Are you like bringing this up and people are like, oh my god, or just?
I don't know. The show hasn't gone out yet.
Okay, but I just didn't know if it was like a thing that well-known people talked about.
I am telling you, there's a stray foot. Okay. It's not the first time, but that we've had like a mystery character, but this doesn't make sense.
We need to get to the bottom.
Also, Terminus, which is in this issue, is really on the next issue.
Okay.
You just see like
his the arm and the foot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I need someone to compare everyone's feet in the whole series.
I think
series,
Mike did
okay?
it.
The whole thing.
No, like the whole, got every this. Single character, compare this foot to and tell me who it looks like.
Because it's an odd one.
Yeah.
It's an odd black and white foot.
And it's like almost like
I have the comic. You can barely see it because there's like a barcode.
Yes.
Oh.
So on the scans, you do see it. And on the...
It's there. Yeah. It's there. At first I was like, what is he talking about? But it's because...
The UPC symbol.
The barcode.
The barcode is over that foot on the printed comic. But
you
in the...
You see like the heel of it.
Well, actually I'm saying like the scan because my issue is newsstand. And these don't necessarily have to have the barcode. They're direct sales.
Mm.
So they don't have this.
So I bet a lot of people never even saw it because the barcode's
there. If you bought it in a newsstand, if you have the newsstand issue, there's a barcode. But you sort of see the foot, but you can't tell it's a foot.
A little bit.
Probably can't tell. Anyway, on the direct sales one,
interesting.
There is a foot. Talk about your favorite characters from this issue.
I am very disappointed in Umar on this because look at her positioning. Who runs like that?
Yeah,
it's weird. She looks old and frail.
Yeah, it is weird.
I know she's wearing heels, and I know she has like a really like tight skirt.
And she's trying to squeeze between the thing and Ulic.
Yeah, no, it's not the right position.
And that one foot.
And I also think like the Tigra's hip, it doesn't work. Like the leg and the length and
I think she's leaping. So like she's got leg up.
But like look at the distance between her hip where like the bikini line is and her shoulder. Like she's really either crooked, like
I think it's a high cut bikini.
The drawing feels weird to me. I think it's her like toes and nails that you can see. Like the leg is fucking long.
Yeah, it reminds me of that.
And is she even wearing a top?
No.
It reminds me of that poster from
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One, where he had just a really stupidly long leg for no reason.
Yeah, 100%. I love this giant man. Who's that again?
Surtur.
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 I don't think I
was there for that one.
No, you weren't. And we all said, like, oh, Amelie would love that. Yeah, and wasn't Surtur and this guy the same time, Talisman?
I missed that, too.
Oh, my God, the freaking tornado boy.
Yes, Twister, Texas Twister.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, and he's really fun. And he's getting the best out of all of this because he doesn't have to run. He can just hang out in this tornado.
Yeah, I think maybe the Texas guy is my favorite.
Yeah.
And like Thor, whatever.
Yeah, Thor, obviously.
The thing is a highlight, obviously, but...
Oh, yeah, very true.
Athena looks good in this.
Do we like Triton?
Yeah, you did like Triton.
We did like Triton, I believe.
I think
touch a fish. Touch a fish.
Oh, God.
Taskmaster looks really derpy.
If I remember correctly, Tiger Shark, when we reviewed it, his fin was in the other direction. They fixed it here. I think it's going the right way. But I seem to recall that it was like pointing.
Well, you see, now he has to run. So
yeah, maybe it just like goes.
It's flapping.
Yeah. It still looks stupid, but whatever. Talisman Shannon was definitely one of my highlights.
Is he just sitting?
Yeah, he's just levitating.
Levitating.
Talisman. Oh, just kind of, okay.
He's yeah, just he like... really liked it. Found it really interesting. Both versions.
Probably these kids.
Tattletale.
Those kids with those boots. Yeah. There's like 1,000 of them.
There's just 5 members of Power Pack.
That's so many kids.
Can't tell that to our friend who has 5 kids.
Yeah. I don't have to.
He knows.
He knows.
Is there anyone that has lined up all of these, has them displayed, but like...
I think they published a poster.
Next to... Ooh. No, but that's not good enough. I need people to display the front side of every single comic.
Yes, I think they made it like a long poster.
No. We want them to be
individual comics. Every individual one.
I'm sure someone's done that.
Yeah. Everybody's done that. Goes around the room or something.
We've all done that.
You've all done that?
We've all done that.
Every single person has done that.
All right, let us know.
Have you done that?
You could frame, like, everyone open. Just go around the room.
It'd be cool. Mr. Fantastic is really, like...
He's still there.
How many issues are there left?
2.
Is he there till the end?
Like, literally, he's really, like, stretching it.
Man, this really points out how stupid Thor's boots are.
The boots don't make sense.
Like, the rest of the boot is great. It's just that stupid knee thing.
It must not be very good for flying, actually.
No.
We're really catching the wind.
Yeah.
No. It's
like you start flying and they just, the boots are gone.
They're gone. No.
He'd be on another issue, but it's holding him back.
Like, there's just like one boot floating in another issue.
And also, Mjolnir looks crazy small.
Oh, it's from the side, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's like throwing it and it pulls him.
He's got such a good beard.
The beard is so good. Beard. Thor was very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like this cover, actually. I think there's a lot of colors, but it does go together. There's a lot of like reds and greens and a lot yellows. Of
orange.
I think it's very cohesive. That's not always the case.
Well, only 2 to go.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, in the Book of the Living.
And then we die.
And even so, that second issue is not a full issue.
Wow. Really?
No. We get to the last Zed very quickly.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
It's going to be so weird.
Well, then we can do the Book of the Dead.
In 2 years, guys, okay?
Yeah. I know, but still, we're almost there.
We're going to have such an existential crisis after that.
Half of us are going to be either in our 40s or really close.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, not all of us. Okay.
What do you mean we're almost done?
We're not almost done.
No, it's 2 years.
it's a long time from now.
How many of these are there?
This is issue 13, so 15.
Okay.
Wow. Of the Book of the Living. But then it goes 16, 17, 18, 19. It goes to 20.
But also we slowed down because of the...
Can we do like a DC? Really dramatic, like grim intro for the Book of the Dead?
Yeah.
I think we can shake things up for the Book of the Dead.
Ooh.
But,
we should go on a vacation.
Spoopy.
Well, look, we'll take a break for a promo and then we'll be back with the female back. And announcements.
Announcement.
Art credits. Tyrannus by Joe Sinnott. UFOs by Sal Buscema. Ulick by Walt Simonson. Ultimatum by Larry Hama. Ultron by Cary Gamel. Umar by Joe Rubinstein.
In 2011, the Irredeemable Shag and Aqua Rob Kelly teamed up to create the Fire and Water podcast. In 2016, they teamed up with Ryan Daly, The Franklins, and Siskoid to form the Fire and Water Podcast Network. A network built on teaming up needs a show about team-ups.
Marvel Team-Up?
Yes.
The Brave and the Bold?
You know it.
Marvel 2-in-1?
It's clobbering time.
DC Comics presents?
Of course.
Supervillain Team-Up?
Good idea.
Youngblood X-Force?
Technically.
FW Team Up, only from the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Female bag.
Woo!
Comments on episode 113. Toad, Tomorrow Man, Tower, Trapster, Triton. Toad, Brett Young says, even though Toad is kind of depressing, it brought back fond memories of drinking maple bourbon cocktails and talking Frogman versus Toad on the Fantastic Four with Shotgun. Aww. Such a wonderful guest.
Aww. She is lovely.
Suck up. Tim Bryce says, I adore that Misfits issue of Spider-Man, and it made me care about the Toad as a character. Ever since, he's either been evil or just uninteresting. Oh well, in the issue with the Toad armor, he barges in on an 8 months pregnant with twins, Scarlet Witch, and shouts, ugh, yuck! Wanda rightfully knocked him on his ass for that. So,
like she should.
So I get it was for contrast, and the writer had been escalating Toad as an evil villain the whole miniseries. But getting such a sympathetic version just months before, then undoing it with this...
Yes. Such a weird way to do a redemption arc.
Whiplash.
Don't acknowledge it. Tomorrow Man. Brett Young says, I think the Game of Thrones character you were thinking of that was reminiscent of the Tomorrow Man was Ilya Payne. Ilyn Payne, okay.
Yep.
He was the creepy bald executioner guy who chopped off Ned Stark's head. Chris Franklin on my needle drop for that character says, I'm dense sometimes. I thought the reason you played Tomorrow from Annie was because Tomorrow Man looked like Daddy Warbucks. Jeez, he looks like an alternate Lex Luthor too, especially with all the green. Tower, we got Captain Entropy saying, I have no memory whatsoever of the Tomorrow Man or Tower. I may have missed this issue of Ohatmu, which means this show educated me while it entertained me.
You're welcome.
I don't know how I'll use the newfound knowledge. So as usual for this show, the entertainment was the important part. Trapster, Chris Franklin says, I was waiting for the pisspot Pete joke and the gals didn't disappoint. Martin Gray says, it's true. Put leather trousers on the Trapster and he becomes sexy. Speaking of Pete, a minor correction, Siskoid. I think it's a major correction. That wasn't another 20 years before he changed his name. It was only 2 years. He debuted as Pete in Strange Tales in 1963 and changed his name in the Fantastic Four in 1965. I must thank you, though. Going on to Marvel Unlimited to check things out led me into a Fantastic Four-shaped rabbit hole that took up my entire Saturday afternoon, and I loved it. I wonder why the handbooked entry didn't show Pete's original look from the first encounter with the Torch. It was blooming ridiculous, and I think the Hot Squad would have loved it. Facially, he looks nothing like the Bruiser from the FF. Strange Tales 104 is, if anyone is so inclined. And I did show you this. He had, like, this long beret.
Yeah.
And he looked like hideous. Anyway. And then Triton, new commenter Chuck Bushman said, I raised my hand. Indeed, I have touched a fish.
It's weird, right?
And then Chris Franklin says, I fished a lot as a boy and as a younger man. And we did often eat what we caught. So I handled a lot of fish. I don't really recall the scales coming off easily. It really depends on the species.
Yes.
They were kind of a booger to get off, actually. Maybe we have hardier, fresh fish in Kentucky. Either way, nice to see Triton get a hot. And good on the girls for calling out the creature from the Black Lagoon.
We've got flaky fish here.
Yeah, it just depends. Before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards, like getting on our hot list. And getting the girls to tell a little story about you. Gene Hendricks and Monsieur Duke go down some caves and find Tyrannus.
They're like, is that a tube top?
Do they also find the Fountain of Youth?
Yes, of course.
They also find the Fountain of Youth, and then they have a lively discussion about the ethics of eternal life.
While punching that face.
Chris Pine becomes a member of the UFOs.
Ooh, what's his power?
No.
Is there, what's the power of the baby?
Yeah. It's like godlike powers.
Yeah, he gets those.
He becomes like their son.
Yeah, and he has a not terrible situation. Hmm.
Dr. Ange gets trolled by Ulick.
They meet under a bridge.
And he bargains for Ulick to create some
pounders. Yeah, they have matching pounders. They're like best friend ones. They interlock. If you put
it's like a broken heart.
Yes.
And they fit together.
And they're friends.
It's kind of like the Thing Ring. Yeah, when I was a kid, there was like a thing. They decided to do a Thing cartoon without the Fantastic Four.
Okay.
And it's a guy, a kid, a teenager, who turns into the Thing.
Oh, God.
He's got the Thing rings, and I think I'm right. He has like a ring on each hand, and they interlock, like he punches his hands together, and they interlock, and he becomes the Thing.
Wow. Hmm. So you could have friendship rings with someone.
You could have like two people.
Interesting.
Awesome.
A lot of people are touching fists. You know, super friends at Zan and Jaina, the Wonder Twins, they would punch their fists together and they, you know, activate their powers. Wonder Twin powers activate. Zane Kroll gets an ultimatum brochure through the mail.
And he's like, you know what? This outfit is lit.
Yeah. Yeah. He signs up just to get the outfit and then leaves.
Yeah. Like, I heard the girls love this. I'm going to just grab it and leave.
Mike Dynas accidentally installs Ultron on his phone.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
And we all die.
No. He has the power to convince Ultron to do the right thing and, you know, maybe erase his own code.
But it's temporary. We all die.
And finally, Simon-Pierre Desmarais is summoned by Umar.
Ooh. And they have a wonderful
evening. Yeah, he's like, you know what? You're an independent, powerful lady. I respect that.
She shows him a magic trick.
She squirts water in his face.
That's
Yeah. Hey. My dad said it first.
I didn't mean it like that.
I promised an announcement. The announcement is simply this. We just finished the Marvel. Normally we alternate, but we need two more episodes to finish the DC. And we need to finish the DC to get to the fashion special, which will cover both the DC and this Marvel. So we're not going to double bank in terms of recording, but the next two episodes will be who's hot and who's not. And then we'll do the fashion special, and then we'll get back into a Marvel, DC, Marvel, DC, Marvel, DC alternation.
So we have two months to decide what's going to be the drink.
Correct.
We used to do two episodes in a night. And I wonder if you can tell which is like the first and the second.
Well, that when was you like listen to year them. One and two.
Yeah, but we didn't do female bag, first of all. Mm-hmm. I would do the feedback alone. And also you just got more lively.
Got into the groove.
Like right now. Whatever, the episode's going to be shorter than that. But I'm looking at my machine and we're at 1 hour 27. We can't do two episodes.
No.
It would be like 3 a.m.
It's 9:50.
The illusion.
I'm recording this at midnight.
Yeah. And it's Friday. That's true, though.
All right. Well, since it is late, say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight. We love you.
You know, I like that people probably listen to this in the morning.
Dormammu.
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 I've completely forgotten that one.